You're listening to SBS News.
Economists at Curtin University used data from the Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey to calculate the size of the skills mismatch involving migrants. The survey collects household-based data on 17,000 Australians each year since 2001. Researchers concluded that only 60% of migrants from a non-English-speaking background are working in jobs well matched with their skills and educational qualifications. The report found 48% of immigrants from non-English-speaking countries had a tertiary degree, compared to 33% of Australian-born citizens. Author Professor Alan Duncan says there's a huge untapped potential.
And the extent to which skills mismatch is concentrated towards migrants from non-English-speaking backgrounds, particularly Southeast and Central Asia or Northeast Asia and the Americas, but principally South America. We find, for example, that around 35% of migrants from non-English-speaking backgrounds are working in jobs for which they are formally overqualified. For whatever the reason, there's a huge untapped potential. There's a huge human capital here that if fully realised, could deliver very strong benefits to the Australian economy, up to $6 billion as a thought experiment should we match workers with jobs to a complete degree.
The report also found an increase of 1 percentage point in the share of migrants within an industry leads to a rise in real wages for Australian-born workers by 2.4 percentage points. Professor Duncan explains how it does this.
Typically, it's to do with the entry of high-educated workers from foreign backgrounds with the strong skills, adding to the productivity and the innovation within an industry sector. And from that basis, it sort of lifts all boats, if you like. It drives gains across the entire workforce. Now, it's a small number, but it's a significant, and it really addresses, I think, some of the misconceptions that the migrant workforce, particularly the skilled migrant workforce, are substituting opportunities away from native-born workers. We actually find that the reverse is true.
The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia has welcomed the findings. The group's CEO, Mohammed Al-Khafaji, says he hopes governments and employers take action to tap into the unrealised potential of migrants.
I hope that this report is a wake-up call for the employers to change their attitudes when it comes to the Australian qualifications and the Australian experience and think outside the square, because if you look at some of the most innovative and most successful tech companies in Australia, they really value diversity and they actually don't really care about the Australian experience. And those are some of the most successful businesses in Australia.
The report found that compared to Australian-born workers, the wages of migrants from non-English backgrounds were typically 5.5% lower. English language proficiency accounted for a very small fraction of the reduction in wages, pointing to more systemic issues. Mr. Al-Khafaji says that's not surprising.
English is one of the barriers, and also the visa types makes them a little bit more vulnerable compared to the Australian worker. And as a result, we see lower wages for migrant communities, and some of those people don't want to speak up against some of these things because they fear that they will lose their jobs or their visas will be cancelled. And I think that's a real issue that everyone really needs to look at, and wage transparency would fix some of that, but also we need strong legislations to make sure that migrant workers are not exploited.
Matt Kunkel from the Migrant Workers Centre in Victoria says the visa system is a big reason why there is a skills mismatch.
What we see with the skills mismatch is actually a symptom of a migration program that doesn't provide permanent pathways for migrants. So we see temporary migrants being on a treadmill looking for a permanent pathway, learning new skills to try and meet the point system or the number of points required by the government to get permanent residency. A good friend of mine was a lawyer back in Egypt, and he ended up cleaning a shopping centre for more than 25 years when he came to Australia. There's a system here that doesn't, one, reflect or acknowledge the skills that migrant workers bring to this country, but further and probably more importantly in the current situation, doesn't allow them to stop learning or to get off that treadmill for permanent residency.
FECA CEO Mohamed Al-Khafaji says if left unaddressed, the skills mismatch could see the best and brightest head back overseas.
With Australia's visa systems and citizenship system, some of the very highly qualified people actually have moved away from Australia, saying the system is burdensome and it's too difficult to get Australian citizenship. And as part of the FECA consultations that we've done, we've had one surgeon say that exact same thing. The system in gaining citizenship is difficult. So some of these very highly qualified people are actually moving overseas where their talent is actually recognised and appreciated.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.